Dear brother bhikkhus and sister nuns and yogis, this is the second time for me to give Dhamma talk here. 2 weeks ago, I had given Dhamma talk about what? Do you remember? Pardon?
The girl who died.
The girl who became a
psychopath. Yes. The girl's name?
Pisakara.
Pardon?
Pisakara.
Pisakara, yes, you remember. In Burma, a monk who doesn't want to give Dhamma talk often. Whoever devotees ask, Bande, please give Dhamma talk. One day he gives Dhamma talk. Next day, the devotees requested him again. Do you remember what I gave Dhamma talk yesterday? They said, no, I don't remember. So what should I give Dhamma talk? You don't remember? So next day, the devotees, they still ask the monk, Pandey, please give Dhamma talk. Do you remember what I gave Dhamma talk? Yes, we remember. Oh, that is enough. Now, what should I say now? I had given a Dhamma talk about Pisakara. It hasn't finished yet, but it is about to finish. Actually, I should continue this topic, but when I read the Dhammapada book, I found a story which is interested. So I choose this topic. Why I choose this topic is that I want to encourage our yogis here, our yogis who are practicing energetically and ardently. That is why I choose this story. Before I give this topic, I would like to say something to you. This, what is very simple, yogis who report their experience to me, they will be familiar with this word. After they report their experience, I always remind them, do you remember? Be mindful, be mindful every day. This is not my word. This is our omniscient Buddha's word. Our omniscient Buddha reminded us every day. Appamadena bhikkhuve sambadhita. Be mindful all the times. Don't forget. your meritorious deeds. That is, dana, charity, sila, morality, and vipassana. Especially, be mindful for foundation of mindfulness. Just before the omniscient Buddha passed away, he still reminded us to be mindful. Why he reminded us to be mindful? Because Bodo Ba Do Dong Labo Longasame, it is very difficult to appear. It is very difficult. The Buddha appeared in the world. We cannot have a chance to meet the Buddha all the times. Because of our past karma, we have the chance to meet the Buddha. You can perform charity any times if you wish. You can take precept any times if you wish, even though the Buddha doesn't appear in the world. But you cannot practice vipassana meditation like you practice now all the times. Only the Buddha's time can practice vipassana meditation. This is our great chance to meet the Buddha. Now you have the chance to meet the Buddha. Manosada bhava dong labo. It is difficult to be a human being. Now you have the chance to be a human being. When you hear it is difficult to be a human being, you may think, oh, it is not difficult to be a human being. There are a lot of population in the world. In our country, 40 million people. In China, over 1,000 million people. In India, nearly 1,000 million people. It is not difficult to be a human being, you may think. But if we look our environment, you may see a lot of animals compared to human beings, which is bigger amount. Not only animals, not to say animals, when you look at the, we say white ant, cha, cha will go out of my white ant. White ant here, you might see countless ants. So the lower human beings are more in number than the higher human beings. That is why it is very difficult to be a human being. Dunlabha Siddha Sampatti. It is difficult to have faith in the Buddha, in his noble teaching, in his Sangha, noble disciples. Because of your past karma, you are human beings in this life, but if you do not have faith in the Buddha, in the Dhamma, in the Sangha, you miss the chance to attain enlightenment or insight knowledges. Now, how should be happy? You have met the Buddha. You have the chance to be a human being. You have faith in the Triple Gem. Dunlabha Siddha Sampatti. Pappajjita Bhava Dunlabha. Pappajjita Bhava Dunlabha. It is difficult to be a Pappajjita or to be a bhikkhu. Yesterday, our most venerable Sayadaw explained in details about bhikkhu. Here, Pappajjita Bhava Dunlabha, you can divide into two words, the Pappajjita. Pa Vajjita. Pa means you let the worldly affair behind for the time being and approach to the meditation center. It is called Pappajjita. In other words, it is difficult to renounce the worldly affair. Now our yogis have renounced for the time being during the period of retreat. Sattama Savana Ati Dunlabha. It is most difficult to listen noble teaching. Even though you have met the Buddha, you are a human being, you have the Sadha, you renounced the worldly affair, there is no teacher you may not have the chance to listen to the Buddha's teaching. Now you have chance. All these things which is difficult to find. That is why I have to say what the Lady Sierra said. If you do not strive, when you have the chance, can there be anyone else who lost the golden opportunity? I understand our yogis here are practicing very hard. In order to practice diligently, energetically, I have to remind. Here we should take an example in the Dhammapada. The story started with a stanza. I will read this stanza first. Udakan hi niyanti nitika usukara namayanti tijana dharo namayanti tichaka atana damayanti pandita. The meaning is farmers irrigate the water. The archers straightened the arrows. Carpenters work the timber. The wise tame themselves. When the Buddha was residing at Savatthi, he uttered this stanza. Regarding with Pandita Samnira. Pandita was the Samnira. He was a son of rich man who lived at Savatthi. When he was 7 years old, he became a Samnira. His preceptor was Sariputta Thera. You know Sariputta Thera very well. Sariputta was his preceptor. After 7 days, he became Samnira. He requested the Thera Sariputta to follow when he went for alms round. On the way, the Samnira Pandita saw some farmers. He didn't know who they were. So he asked the Thera Sariputta, "Venerable sir, who are they?" "Samnira, they are farmers." "What are they doing, Venerable sir?" "They are irrigating others in their fields. Samnira was curious to know why the farmers were irrigating the water into the fields. So he asked, can water which has no consciousness can be guided to wherever one wishes? The Venerable Sariputta replied, yes, it can be guided to wherever one wishes. The Samnira trying to remember, water can be guided to wherever one wishes. Then they proceeded. After a while, the Samnira sought again some achas. Venerable sir, who are they? Samnira, they are called achas. What are they doing, Venerable sir? They are hitting their arrows and straightening them. Then he tried to remember the arrow can be straightened. When they continued to their way, the Samnira saw some carpenters sawing and cutting and planing the timbers to make into things. He asked, Venerable sir, who are they? They are carpenters. What are they doing, Venerable sir? They are cutting timbers. They are planning to make into things. So, seeing them, this Samnira thought to himself, water, if water, which is no consciousness, can be guided to wherever one wishes. If a crooked bamboo can be straightened, if a timber can be made into useful things, why should I, having consciousness, be unable to change my mind and practice meditation? Here you can see Samnira was very young. He was only 7 years old. But his mind was mature enough. He could thought such a deep knowledge . Do we think like Samnira? I never thought like that. I don't know you. He had parami. That's why he met the Buddha. He was the disciple of the Chirasari Buddha. So he requested Sariputta Thera, Venerable Sir, please let me go back to the monastery. I want to practice meditation. I will not follow you. So the Venerable Sariputta let him go back. And he entered the room. There he practiced meditation ardently and energetically. When I read this story, I am very impressed by the Samnira. So even though he was young, he practiced meditation ardently, energetically. Because of his effort, Sakka and Devas helped him in his meditation. They give the protection, Samnira, and give the monasteries to be quiet. So before lunch, the Samnira attained Anagamihood. He was very fast. What about our yogis? They are also practicing meditation ardently. Cannot compare with Samnira. But you, all of you are practicing according to your effort. At that time, Thera Sariputta was bringing food to the Samnira. Buddha saw with his supernormal power that Samnira Pandita had attained Anagamihood. Also, if he could continue, if he would continue to practice meditation, he would soon attain arhatship. So he decided to stop Sariputta. He went out and stood by the room. Then he put questions to the Thera Sariputta. When they were talking, each other, the Samnira attained arhatship. Buddha understood that Samnira had attained arhatship. So he let the Sariputta Thera go and see the Samnira Pandita. In connection with this, Buddha told the monks who lived at Jetavana Vihara, bhikkhus, one is earnestly practice meditation, even the deva and sakas give protection. and give guide. I myself have kept Sariputta Thera in order not to disturb Samanera Pandita. Now you see here what Buddha said. When a person is honestly practice meditation, even the devas, sakha, can give God, can give protection. Now you are practicing here. I don't know whether the devas or sakhas give protection you, all of you, or not. But you are being guarded by the shadows. Our most venerable shadow always told us to look after yogis. He often asked us, the yogis progressive. We have to report shadow. Our yogis progress. Even though he doesn't meet some yogis, because of our report, he looks as if he meets all yogis. So our yogis here are being guarded by the shadows. Maybe all devas also guard our yogis. The Buddha, having seen the farmers and archers and carpenters, the Samanera Pandita practiced meditation ardently and energetically. Now he has become an arhat. Then Buddha attired these tinsas. So how can we have lessons from this topic? Why the Samanera attained arhatahood? Because he practiced meditation ardently and energetically. The effort is very important. If you practice meditation, you should put enough effort. Sometimes you may think, oh, I have put a lot of effort. I should not put too much effort, you may think. But our effort, not so much, I think. Sometimes yogis report, when they reach in front of the teacher, they sit down, but they do not note sitting down. This means they forget to note. They do not put effort. When they get up, they quickly get up. They forget mindfulness. The effort is very important. If you put effort, Uriya, the concentration, you will have concentration. When you have the concentration, the inside knowledge will come. Samadhin bhikkhave bhaveta samahito yatha buddhan pachanati. Bhikkhus, trying to develop mindfulness. Samahito yatha buddhan pachanati. Having concentration will understand clearly. Now, for example, you are noting the when you sit down, you trying to keep your mind on the object, on the abdomen. At the beginning, you do not keep your mind on the object, main object, rising and falling. If you try very, very hard, you know how your abdomen rises and falls. If you are a new yogi, even you cannot keep your mind on the abdomen at first. As an energetic yogi, would understand the state of mind at first. Oh, Venerable Sir, I keep my mind on the object. But my mind could not stay on the object. Thinking a lot, and wondering a lot, and planning a lot. If a yogi report like this, we understand this yogi trying very, very hard. If we are very careful, we know our state of mind, how difficult to keep on the object. As long as you are, if you are trying very hard, you will understand how difficult it is. So if you put effort, note rising and falling, after a few days, you will be able to note rising and falling roughly. Maybe 2 or 3 seconds. If you could note rising falling for 2 or 3 seconds, your mindfulness is very good. Continuous effort can be able to note rising falling for quite some time. When you started to note rising falling, whenever you keep your mind on the abdomen, you can keep easily lay down. At the beginning, you understand how difficult it is to keep on the abdomen. But after some time, if you try very hard, whenever you keep your mind, you can keep your mind on the abdomen easily. You know how your abdomen rises and falls. Even you may notice there is no form, only the movement. Some yogis say that I could note rising falling from the beginning to the end closely. I know my mind is about to think. Then they can could catch. Some yogis say that while I'm noting rising falling very closely, my mind ran away. I could catch quickly. They can notice because of the mindfulness. That's why note the rising, falling, or whatever sensation or objects appear in your body. If you practice meditation ardently, energetically, you would achieve insight knowledges. As I said at the beginning, you have the chance to meet the Buddha. You have the chance to be a human being. You have the chance to have faith in the Triple Gem. You have the chance to renounce the world for the time being. You have the chance to listen to Dhamma talk. You are very lucky, I can say. So if you, the insight knowledge is very near to you. If you try very hard, why cannot? You can attain insight knowledges in this period of retreat. This is the mind talk today, so I will stop here. May all of you be well and happy. May all of you practice well. And may all of you attain insight knowledges that you need.